Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, we praise you. You're awesome. Lord of Lords, Kings of Kings. Thank you, God. You're awesome. You're wonderful. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. You're awesome. You're wonderful, God. You're awesome. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, let me see something. Okay, let me see something. Hallelujah, God. You're awesome. You're wonderful. Lord of Lords, King of Kings. Okay, why I'm not hearing the music then? Hallelujah. We thank you, God. We praise him. Because he's worthy to be praised. Good morning, good morning. God bless everyone. God bless everyone for joining us this morning. I love this song, but we don't have much time. I'm your host, Arthur Roslyn M. Jennings. I'm thanking God for each and one of you. To get a copy of my book called Forgiveness Goes Both Ways, or the other book called 8 Steps to Take Before Saying I Do, please contact me at 412-206-9376. The ebook is $2.99. Now, if you call and you say, I've heard you on Blog Talk, I'm giving a promotion for both of the books. I'm giving it, you know, for $20. Okay, both books, Forgiveness Goes Both Ways. Amen. This morning, I'm going to be brief because I don't have much time. I want to talk about something. And I want us to do the forgiveness exercise. Everyone get your pen and paper out, your Bible. What is the forgiveness exercise? The forgiveness exercise, you say, Holy Spirit, bring to my remembrance who I need to forgive. So you write down your name. And you write down all the people you have to forgive. And then you turn the piece of paper on the back. And you write down the people who you need to go back. So many of us have said and done things to people that we need to go and apologize to people and get things right. Amen. And so what I'm going to do, I'm going to play a little music for 2 minutes, and then I'm going to come back, and we're going to continue it. Welcome back to the Power of Forgiveness broadcast. We started our forgiveness exercise where you take a piece of paper and a pen, you write down who you need to forgive, you write down your name and people you need to forgive. You say, Holy Spirit, bring to my remembrance who do I need to forgive, and then you turn the piece of paper on the back and you write down people that you need to go back. So forgiveness goes 3 ways, forgiving yourself, forgiving others, and going back and getting things right for others. Amen. Now, we all stand up to God because our help comes from God. He's our deliverer. He's our healer. And he's the one going to bring deliverance and freedom for you. So when you stand up, you say, I renounce all hatred. I renounce all hatred. I renounce all anger. I renounce all resentment, revenge, bitterness, retaliation, unforgiveness towards any person who have offended me. I forgive them and release them from the prison of my heart in Jesus' name. Then you say, I forgive and release any person or people who have ever hurt, disappointed, abandoned, mistreated, rejected me, disrespected me, sexually molested me, sexually harassed me, emotionally abused me, verbally abused me, spiritual abuse, and taken advantage of me. I forgive and release them from my heart in Jesus' name. Amen. And we cover this prayer, we cover you in the blood of Jesus, that no weapon formed against you. We thank God that you walk in freedom now. Now take the piece of paper and throw it in the garbage. Now, if you need additional help, I'm only doing this broadcast less than 30 minutes, contact me, Arthur Roslyn M. Jennings, at 412-206-9376, and just let me know that you need additional help. Amen. I want to talk about something that it's been going on for a long time, and it's something that we have to all say enough is enough. It's breaking the cycle of hurting people, hurt people. Once again, breaking the cycle of hurting people, hurt people. Now, I thank God for Apostle Anderson. He allowed me to come on Wednesday morning on Talk Show, and I was talking about the book that that it took me 8 years, somebody say 8 years, 2 months and 20 days. I've gone through a lot. I had to overcome a lot of obstacles. I had to fire two publishers, and I've learned to self-publish my own book. If you'd like for me to teach you how to self-publish your book, you contact me once again at 412-212-0746. Yes, there is a fee for me to teach you. You won't have to go through, I have gone through a lot. I have to spend a lot of money to get my book where it's supposed to be in the spirit of excellence. Okay? But when I was talking about the book, Forgiveness Goes Both Ways, one of the sisters came on and she said something, because for years, I've been in ministry June 22nd, 9 years. I started here on Blog Talk. And, you know, God elevated me to talk show, speaker, have a TV ministry here. But one thing I've learned being in ministry for going on 9 years, that the people that their family, their ministers, you know, other people have rejected, I was the only one that cared enough about them to take the time to show them how to be treated. And everything they complain about, what their family have done to them, what their former leader have done, or anybody done, they turn around and did it to me. And for many years, I didn't understand how you could step up and show somebody, you know, love and be there for them emotionally, spiritually, financially. You know, you be there for them when nobody else. God works through people, okay? God works through people. And, you know, everybody else abandoned them, rejected them, and mistreated them. And they've turned around and had done the same thing to me. And I realized, and the Holy Spirit brought to my attention, and I realized that the root to this cycle is the spirit of bitterness, selfishness, and rejection. Once again, the root is bitterness, selfishness, and rejection. And I never understood how you could be there for people, and I'm like, and then when it's time for them, support goes both ways. We need to be, support goes both ways, giving goes both ways, showing, praying. It's time for we take accountability as church folks, as family members, as people, no longer say, oh, don't worry, God. No, God works through people, and God did not put us on earth. Yes, Jesus went through it, but that's why he got on the cross, so we, you and I wouldn't go through, and we got to stop making excuses for selfish people, okay? Because people will only do to you what you allow them to do, and you don't allow no one to come in your life and take advantage of you. Amen. And so she brought something to my attention. She said because she was hurt by her father, because she had gone through pain and hurt, and she had to go through it by herself, and that she projected on other people. So this is the mentality of a lot of people in the church, in our families have. They figure, well, and I have somebody tell me something. They say, well, no one, they didn't give me a book signing, you know. And I'm like, okay, if somebody didn't do something, didn't do right by you, it's for you to say, you know what, I break the cycle of bitterness and rejection and hurt off my life. I'm not going to do to you what you have done to me. And it seems like when do we, as people of God, as family members, as people in general say, you know what, Father, deliver me from this bitterness, deliver me from rejection, deliver me from selfish, because I'm not going to do to no one what other people have done to me. Now, I've always been the one, because I've gone through a lot of hell, a lot of things by myself in spite of lack of support from people, you know, and in this day and time, I don't allow people to use me or take advantage of me. Okay, if you cannot be there for me emotionally, spiritually, financially, in my life, I'll get rid of you, because the support goes both ways. Giving goes both ways. Now, if you a stranger in the street, that's different. But if you call yourself family, you need to be there for me like I'm there for you. You call yourself a minister, you need to be this, like you want me to sow into your ministry, you need to sow into the Power of Forgiveness ministry. And so we as people need to be delivered from the spirit of bitterness, selfishness, manipulation, jealousy, and rejection. And she opened my eyes how this is why a lot of people in the church cannot have healthy relationships. This is how in the church we need deliverance from the spirit of religion, being bondage. When somebody step on your foot, if I step on your foot, you're going to say, ouch, and you're going to push me back, and you're going to say, Roslyn, and look to me to say sorry. Now, how many of us are going through something, and we're hurting, and we'll talk about it because we get off our chest, and then we think the people are going to have a solution for us, and they tell us, stop murmuring, stop complaining. Why is that? Why can't we talk about things? Why? Because somebody's hurting, they got to be murmuring, they got to be complaining. That is the spirit of religion, the spirit of bondage. If you're hurting, you need healing, you need deliverance, and you need to talk it out, talk about it to get it out. But the church are the only people, most of them, because that's a spirit of non-caring, because they're bitter. It's a cycle. People have done it to them. It's a learned behavior cycle. People have done it to them, even our families. Nobody wants to talk about anything. Everybody wants to brush you off. And in fact, you have to go to the crisis hotline or a support group for somebody to listen to you. But everybody wants you to, you know, and it goes both ways. So we're going to, how you break the cycle is going for deliverance, fast and praying, asking God to break the spirit of bitterness off of you, selfishness, rejection, hurt, abandonment out of your life, and you study scriptures on forgiveness and love, and you say, I will not do to you what you have done to me. And then when somebody comes to you, you tell them, listen, I don't have a problem helping you. Before I do anything, you need to go on a fast and break the cycle of bitterness, anger, resentment, and hurt, and study scriptures on love. We have to bring it to people's attention, because too many people are walking around bitter, they're angry, they're dealing with rejection, they're selfish, because they say, well, when I was going through something, no one was there for me, and that's not of God. We have to break this cycle of hurt people, by getting deliverance from the spirit of bitterness, rejection, and studying scripture on forgiveness and love, and say, I will not do to you what others have done to me. And when God put good people in your life, it's not for you to take advantage of them. It's for you to pray and go both ways. You pray for each other, give to each other, and support them. You be there for them when they're going through. I don't understand how we become so selfish and say we're family. Oh, I love you, but when I need you, you don't know what love is. You're just saying it just to say it. But in reality, when you love someone, when they hurt, you hurt. When you love someone, you are there for each other. Because it goes both ways, emotionally, spiritually, and financially. The days of people just wanting to just get what they can get and move on are over. Enough is enough. So we're going to pray today. We're going to cancel the assignment of bitterness off of people's life, the spirit of getting over on people. Excuse me, I didn't get me a little drink of ginger ale. Enough is enough, because this spirit of rejection, bitterness, has to be broken. And a lot of us are going around in circles because we don't want to repent and renounce and deal with the fact that we need deliverance, and we got, it starts with us, and we got to break the cycle. So I'm going to pray against the spirit of rejection and disfavor. In the mighty name of Jesus, by the new covenant I have with God through the blood of Jesus Christ, I take authority in Jesus' name and break every curse of rejection. I take authority and break every curse up of disappointment, misfortune, mistreatment, physical abuse, emotional abuse, spiritual abuse, abusive relationship, injustice, and disfavor in Jesus' name. I release myself and family from the curse of rejection, disfavor in Jesus' name. I break every covenant my family and I made with the demon of rejection, disfavor in Jesus' name. I renounce the spirit of rejection and disfavor. I renounce and denounce the spirit of bitterness and offense in Jesus' name. From today, you spirit of rejection, disappointment, abuse, disfavor, you have no more power over the body of Christ. You have no more power over our families. In Jesus' name, I bind and cast out of everyone's family and their life the strong man of rejection and disfavor in Jesus' name. From today, I decree and declare by faith that I will no more be rejected, but I am accepted, no more hated, but loved, no more denied, but accepted, no more disappointed, but rather fulfill the destiny in Jesus' name. We're going to pray for family. In the mighty name of Jesus, by the new covenant I have with God through the Christ Jesus, I take authority and break every curse of conflict, envy, jealousy, sibling rivalry, hatred, and division in everyone's family. I command the curse of family division to be broken and destroyed. I command the curse of family division to be broken and destroyed in the name of Jesus. I bind and cast out every demon, witchcraft activity causes this care, division in the family. I lose peace, joy, understanding, harmony, agreement, love in the family in Jesus' name. Right now, I want to give everybody an opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Say, Jesus, I repent for my sins, known and unknown, come into my heart. I want to accept you as my Lord and Savior. If you set that prayer or you rededicate your life back to Christ, we welcome you in the fellowship of the body of Christ. We thank God for each cover you in the blood that no weapon will form against you. We please contact the ministry. We care about your soul. Because God has a purpose and plan, and he wants to use you to his glory. So contact the ministry at 412-206-9376. That's 412-203-9376. 412-206-9376. Now, if this ministry has been a blessing to you and you would like to sow a seed or you would like to share the broadcast or anyone out there, if you have, if you can tell your pastor or you have any place where I could come and, book signing, because the forgiveness goes both ways, and the other book called 8 Steps to Take Before You Say I Do. These are two books that are right now that people need. People need to forgive. A lot of people want to get married, but they need to break cycles, and if they want to know why they can't, because if they read, they get the book 8 Steps to Take Before Saying I Do. This book is for anybody who's single, anyone who's engaged, or anyone married, okay? Because a lot of times you can be married, but you still, it's some things you and your husband needs to do. Amen. And so please let everybody know about this broadcast. It'll be up within the next, 15 minutes. Share it. Put it on Facebook. Let's get this around. There's so many people need to break this cycle of hurting people, hurt people. We're going to close out some music. Once again, I'm your host, author Roslyn M. Jennings, here on the Power of Forgiveness Show. I want to thank everyone that joined me this morning in the chat with everyone who called in. God bless you. Please, if you have a prayer request, contact the ministry once again at 412. That's 412-206-9376. And please get the word out about this broadcast. I'm available for any book signing or you'd like me to come out and minister. So I want everyone to know that walk in forgiveness walk in love, and let's break this cycle. Starts within you. Break the cycle. Deliverance from the spirit of bitterness, selfishness, and rejection. We're going to go ahead and play the music out. God bless everyone. We cover you in the blood. We speak, declare, decree, Psalm 91, which is a prayer for protection. Psalm 35 is a warfare scripture. Psalm 5, verse 12 is favor. We need favor. And Luke 2:52, that you'll have favor with God and favor with men. Amen. So we're going to close out with music. God bless everyone. Boom.